God in heaven, thank you this day for giving us life, health, and this today. Pray for Pedro and Guatemala to be with them. Pray for bless your children throughout the world in other countries, those that we know, those we don't know. Give each one of us grace and strength to follow you, to love you, thank you. Okay, and we're ready for Proverbs chapter 13.
Living the way he was living before. Often that's the way it is.
people that say, money, they don't know what to do with it, or they make more problems. But then it says, he who God is for himself with godliness can be increased from his word power and his godly. And then it says, a righteous man has compassion on the land. So the righteous man, the one that's working hard and is living a simple life, and he can help other people. Okay, verse 13. A man who begins to give aid heartily is better than any holy promises, and leaves neither the hope. There's something else that remember the parable of the teaching of Jesus. He said about two sons, one that said that he was going to go work in his father's vineyard, but afterwards he didn't go. Yeah, sure, I'll go. I'll help you out today. But then later he said, maybe he was tired of me. He wanted to go play ball with his friends. But the other one, the one that said, no, I'm not going, he ended up actually going to his father's vineyard and working. So that's kind of the same thing that we're just talking about in this verse. The man who begins to give aid heartily is better than he who only promises and leaves another to hope. It's better to actually do something than to promise that you're going to end up not doing it. Good desire is the key of life. He who despises the matter will be despised by it. But he who fears the commandment, this man is in good health. To a deceitful son there shall be nothing good, but for a wise servant his deeds shall be prosperous, and his way shall be rather right. The law of the wise is the fountain of life, but the man without understanding will die by a snare. A good understanding yields grace, and to know the law is to be of a good mind. But the way to his corners are destructive. Every astute man acts with power, but the man without discernment spreads out his own evil. A rash king falls into evil things, but a faithful messenger rescues him. Instruction removes poverty and dishonor, and even gives deep rebukes when you glorify him. The desires of God will gladden his soul. Ungodly are far from knowledge. He who walks with the wise shall be wise, but he who walks with those without discernment will be known. Evil things shall pursue sinners, but good things will overtake the righteous. A good man will inherit the sons of his sons, but the wealth of the ungodly will be stored up for the righteous. The righteous shall live in wealth many years, but the unrighteous will be destroyed suddenly. He who spares the rod hates his son, but he who loves him instructs him with care. A righteous man eats and satisfies his soul, but the soul of the ungodly are in want. Verse 26. He who spares the rod hates his son, he who loves him instructs him with care. I remember that when I was a boy, sometimes my dad would instruct me with the rod. Not very often, but I can remember sometimes I did. Maybe I was and a lot of times I didn't really know that. Well, I probably knew that I was doing something wrong, or that I probably shouldn't be doing this, or maybe I wasn't even thinking about it. Sometimes I wasn't even thinking about it. And my dad often. But he would let me know that what I was doing was wrong, and I would have to think about that. I would realize that what I was thinking was okay, the way that I was thinking that I could do was actually wrong. My dad, because he loved me, he would tell me that. He would show me.
Last week we were supposed to pick a verse out of Proverbs 12 and memorize it and apply it to our lives. I like the verse Proverbs 18 because it says, a man in need of discernment openly proclaims his wrath, but an astute man hides his own dishonor. Proverbs 10, a righteous man has compassion on the lives of his cattle, but the affections of the ungodly are without mercy.
Chapter 12, verse 15. He whose looks are kind, he will show mercy, but he who attends in the gates will afflict souls.
Proverbs 12, 11. He who works his own land will be satisfied with bread, but those who pursue vain things are in need of discernment. What that means is if you work your land, then when there's a famine, then you will have food.
What is children?
I got Proverbs 12, verse 31. In the ways of righteousness there is life, but the ways of remembering wrong are unto death.
I got Proverbs 12, 1. A man who loves instruction loves perception, but a man who hates correction hates discernment. And I've been trying to listen to my dad's instruction and apply it to my life this week.
Proverbs 12, verse 20. There are those who wound with a sword as they speak, but the tongues of the wise heal.
Proverbs 12, 18. A man without discernment immediately proclaims his wrath, but an astute man hides his own dishonor.
Proverbs 12, 17. The ways of undiscerning men are right in their own eyes, but a wise man hearkens to counsels. And I was thinking about how much humility goes with being wise. How if a wise man hearkens to counsels.
Proverbs 12:22. There is deceit in the heart of a man who devises evil things, but those who counsel peace will be glad. So I try to do things that make things more peaceful in our home.
Proverbs 12:1. He who loves instruction loves perception, but he who hates correction is without discernment.
Proverbs 12, 1. He who loves instruction loves perception, but he who hates correction is without discernment.
For next week, what is the verse that we read today in chapter 13, verse 26? About a father loving his son and not sparing the rod or correcting him. When you tell a lot of times that your father or your parents corrected you, whether it was the rod or just correcting you or telling you what you were doing wrong, what you learned from that.